So please. The purpose of society, one. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast.
Bring them in their books.
As our sages said about the verse, "And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men." And Rashbi said, "You are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men." To understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages about the verse, "The end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man." And the Gemara asks, "What is, for this is the whole man?" Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, "The whole world was created only for that." This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so they would feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, "For this is the whole man," that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the reason why the creatures are not receiving delight and pleasure, even though it was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient and needs nothing to satisfy His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means helem, concealment, so that delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception, called self-love. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them and should have the strength to prevail over the craving. Prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself, since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts. will bring him pure thoughts that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is as our sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashiah said, the Creator wants to cleanse Israel. Hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. Ready? Number 2, page number 12, and Rabash Essays. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force, so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly, so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing. One should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious, but in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet, to small people, during the assembly, one should be wary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvikut with the Creator. And concerning dvikut, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intention in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But, as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. But when there is someone who is not from this society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.